Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meet the real Mitt Romney. Supported the Wall Street bailout, putting America trillions in debt. Raised job-killing taxes and fees by $700 million, leaving Massachusetts over $1 billion in debt. His health care takeover, the blueprint for Obamacare. Mitt Romney, more debt and taxes, less jobs, more of the same. Rick Santorum, a bold plan for the middle class. Create dynamic jobs and cut wasteful spending. Rick Santorum for president. Red, White, and Blue Fund is responsible for the content of this ad.
That's the latest ad from Rick Santorum's Super PAC attacking Mitt Romney as the campaign tended the primaries this week. Puerto Rico on Sunday and Illinois on Tuesday. And so we get to number one item this week on the countdown. Welcome in, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. With the primaries, we'll run down all the top 10 hits this hour in the Talkers Magazine overview of what's going on. Talk radio programs, host stations all across the country. Mr. Rod Blagojevich is headed off to prison. That's number 10. March Madness in the basketball season, number 9. The Fed's bank stress test, number 8. Pink slime, number 7. Violence in Syria, number 6. Rush Limburger, number 5. Iran is number 4. Gas prices going through the roof, number 3. Afghanistan and getting out, number 2. And, yep, politics, number 1. Here are host Don Wade and Roma talking to Mitt Romney about next week's Illinois primary, which stands to be much more significant this year than it may have been in the past.
The Illinois primary is coming up. It's more important than it has been because of the delegates being handed out the way they are now. And Mitch Daniels, we spoke with Governor Mitch Daniels just about an hour ago, and Mitch Daniels was pointing out that our financial house is on fire, that the economy is issue one, issue two, and issue three, and we're wondering why so many in the media, in politics, officials, they're asking candidates about everything but the toughest job of fixing a disaster in the making, the one that we're facing, which is probably the hardest one to fix, and it's the one that everybody is avoiding. Why is that?
Well, Don, I think the reason is that the president's record has been so poor over these last 3.5 years that the Democratic National Committee wants to divert attention to any other issue they could find, particularly the smallest board issue. But the reality is exactly as Mitch Daniels indicated. We have got to make our economy more competitive. We've also got to slim down the size of the federal government and stop the massive deficits that we're racking up, or we'll hit a wall like Greece has. And we've also got to take on our national balance sheet. We've got these massive liabilities that are crushing the future for our kids. So those are the big issues. People want good jobs, rising incomes, and a smaller government. And by the way, that's my wheelhouse. That's what I've done all my career. That's what I know how to do.
Well, we have an ever-growing dependency on big government. It is increasing day by day. More and more people are dependent on a compulsory charity of others. How do we fix this?
Well, Roma, the reality is that if we continue to keep spending more and more than we take in, at some point, even those that depend on government will find government can't be relied upon. Because ultimately, the ability of America to provide for the prosperity and security of our citizens depends upon a strong private economy. A strong private economy with people with good jobs paying taxes and companies paying taxes, those things stand behind the ability of a government to protect us with our military and to care for those in need. So we have to have a stronger private economy with people starting businesses, growing businesses, adding jobs. But what's happened in the last 3.5 years is that more and more people have decided not to start a business. People, the president's plan to raise tax rates on small businesses from 35% to 40%, that's just a job killer. I mean, he unfortunately is hurting the very sector we have to rely on to put people back to work.
I'm curious because this state of Illinois is broke. The county of Cook around Chicago, including Chicago, is broke. The city of Chicago is broke. Can you be heard here speaking fiscally responsibly?
You know, you have to be. I know in my career, 25 years in business, anyone who's in business is a fiscal conservative. If they're not, they're out of business. You simply have to live within your means. You can't spend more than you take in, or you're gone in business. That's the world I lived in for 25 years, and then went to the Olympics and practiced the same art there, and then became the governor of a state and made sure we balanced our budget, and we cut taxes 19 times. Look, the answer for how to get out of these severe financial problems is to cut spending and also take action that encourages economic growth.
Up next, Newt Gingrich weighs in on his losses in Alabama and Mississippi.
musicians. Guitar Center's legendary green tag sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on green tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Grandpa! Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 talk topics of the week. The presidential race is number one with, this excerpt from a radio program hosted by John Williams. Here he talks to Newt Gingrich about his losses to Santorum and what the path is.
What happened in the southern states? Tell me why you did not win your neighboring states, and what does that mean to your campaign?
We split just about even with Santorum and ended up picking up somewhere between 23 and 29 delegates. They're still counting the last couple of congressional district delegates. So we moved forward. I'd love to have done better. He did a very good campaign, and I commend him for it. He came in barely ahead of me in Mississippi by, 2,000 votes.
Yeah.
And I think the big story was in both states, Romney came in third. So here you have a guy who's supposedly the front runner who literally is getting less than a third of the vote in two states, less than a third of the delegates.
Rick Santorum said that the Republicans should elect a true conservative in order to beat President Obama. Do you see it that way? Whichever of the four of the remaining candidates it is, should their conservatism be a really important thing for them to win the general election?
Well, I think conservatism is important because it draws the contrast sharply with Obama. I think, but conservatism, I'm much more for a Reagan kind of visionary conservatism that has big solutions fitting a country our size. I don't think it's just ideology as such, but that's why I developed, for example, the concept of an American energy plan that would ultimately give us prices of gasoline below $2.50.
And how does that happen? I've heard a lot about that, but I don't know exactly how it works. And please don't go real long, and please don't get real wonky.
Okay, well, the way it works is we have new drilling technologies in North Dakota, for example, we've gone from 150 million barrels estimated to 24 billion barrels estimated because the new technologies open up new areas. And if the president would open up offshore and if he would open up federal land, experts believe the U.S. would rapidly become the number one oil producer in the world.
So is it just a supply-demand thing? You would try and extract more oil from the United States?
It's just an old-fashioned supply-demand model. It's happening with natural gas right now, new drilling technology. Production's up since 2008 prices have crashed. And, in fact, if the gasoline price followed the natural gas price, you'd be paying $1.13 a gallon.
Why then? Why aren't the other candidates saying that? Why isn't the administration doing that? You'd think that'd be a home run, $2.50 a gas.
Sure you think it would be, except if you're the administration and your left-wing environmentalists hate oil. They want $8 or $9 or $10 a gallon, so that they can force people into electric cars and they can force people into, small, very, very, good mileage vehicles, because it's a matter of ideology.
Yeah, but I think if it was, at the end of the day, the president wants to get reelected. He had an exchange with a reporter the other day. He said, "Do you think the sitting president running for reelection wants gas at $5 a gallon or $2 a gallon? Are you kidding me?" So I got the feeling.
Then somebody has to ask the president, why is he so opposed to offshore development, and why is he so opposed to federal land development?
Well, here's what the oil experts tell me. Every now and then we have analysts on and people who aren't you or Barack Obama, just guys who study energy, and they say that there is no public policy magic bullet. There's nothing a politician can do or a Congress can do to get gas at $2.50 a gallon.
Well, I think, as a historian, I think that's baloney. I think the fact is if you open up federal lands and if you make it easy to permit, you, in fact, dramatically improve things. If you approve the Keystone Pipeline, you get 700,000 barrels a day from Canada to Houston. That is a significant increase in supply. And the question is whether you believe in supply and demand.
From MSNBC, Chris Cizilla talked to John Brabender from the Rick Santorum campaign about whether he thinks Gingrich should get out of the race.
You mentioned candidates getting in or out of the race. Obviously, huge focus in the last 48 hours on whether Newt Gingrich should drop out or not. I want to play what he had to say about whether he'll drop out, and we'll come back and talk about it.
When I was winning and he wasn't, I wanted him out. Life is like that. He said no, and so I'm going to quote Santorum, no.
His basic point being, after he won South Carolina, after Newt Gingrich won South Carolina, there was talk he should drop out, Rick Santorum should drop out. He's going to keep the same line and stand. Look, let's just be blunt. Should Newt Gingrich get out of the race in order to unify conservatives?
Well, again, that's a Newt Gingrich decision. However, what I think you can do is look at this factually about whether he's in or not in. One thing we do know is that when he is in the race, there is some fracturing of the conservative vote. Rick Santorum gets a much higher percentage of it, but it still takes some away from Rick Santorum. Where this is going to become critical is in when you get into areas like Wisconsin, where there's some winner-take-all, or Texas, where it'll be winner-take-all by congressional districts. What can happen is you can have people walk in there and two-thirds of them say, "I want a conservative candidate," and the moderate, Mitt Romney, wins the
so given that,
flip.
John, and quickly, but given that, why shouldn't Rick Santorum say, "Look, this isn't about me, it's about the conservative cause. Are we going to elect Mitt Romney or a conservative? Newt Gingrich needs to get out."
Well, I believe me, Newt Gingrich is a smart guy. Newt Gingrich doesn't have to have anybody tell him that that's the case. American Spectator had a story today. You look at the math. Newt Gingrich in helps Mitt Romney. It's that simple. And so, it is not appropriate for us to say to Newt Gingrich to get out. However, I think the reality that everybody has to understand is unless we unify behind a single candidate, and when I say everybody, conservatives and Tea Party supporters, it very well may let the minority of our party, the moderates, pick the nominee, Mitt Romney. And I think that's a disaster. The second thing is I have heard in the last day that Gingrich says this is to help Rick Santorum. It's not helping Rick Santorum.
Afghanistan and your cost of gasoline next on The Countdown.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Up to number two this week in the Talk Radio Review. What's going on in Afghanistan as a result of last week's shoot-'em-up? Here's host Joe O'Reilly with military analyst Colonel Cedric Layton about how safe our troops may be after the shooting of 16 Afghan civilians last weekend.
Colonel, with the back and forth in Afghanistan, especially following this shooting spree by at least reports are lone military person, what should we expect from the Taliban, and how safe are our troops there now?
Well, I think our troops are really in danger at this point, because this is one of those situations where this war is really fought on a one-on-one basis. There are no large movements of armies. This is not World War II. It's not even Vietnam, and Vietnam was also a war where there was a lot of guerrilla activity. But in this particular case, what you're looking at is a situation in which each of the troops on an individual basis is in some degree of danger, especially if they're working directly with Afghans. And it's very unfortunate to say that, because there is an opportunity using this strategy for a great forged partnership between them and us. But because of these incidents, the Quran burning before and now the killing of up to 16 people, it is a very, very tenuous situation. And yes, I would say the security of our forces is in danger, and it's a very, very difficult situation for them.
Do you think this most recent kind of back and forth with the Quran burning, and then the Taliban reciprocating, and then our soldier doing what's he doing, and then another attack overnight, is it just a sign of the overall tension in the region, or is it a more telling of the state of our military, that they're tired of being there and dealing with it day in, day out?
I think it's a really, specific incident, I would say, is really part and parcel of the stresses that are on the military itself. The military years of deployments has been very, very stretched, and it, particularly in the Army and the Marine Corps, you are looking at a situation in which there are so many different stresses that these people have. And it's not only on the individual soldier or Marine, but it is also on their families. And because it's on their families, that really creates such a huge mental problem for a lot of them. And I'm not even talking about mental illness, but what I am talking about is the stress that you have. It's bad enough if, you know, you go to work in a, you know, job here in the United States and you have, you know, family issues. Well, can you imagine magnifying that while you're thousands of miles away and you're being shot at, or at least there's a possibility of you being shot at? And that is the kind of stress that these people are dealing with.
Rising gas prices, number three on the countdown. Here's host Brian Thomas, who has Senator Chuck Schumer's remarks recently made. Schumer said we ought to be able to lower the price of gasoline pretty quickly.
The next time you hear President Barack Obama or Stephen Chu or anybody else, Ken Salazar, I don't care who, anybody in the administration, from the highest to the lowliest of low Democrats, say that there's nothing they can do about the price of oil and that drilling will not help at all, I want to refer you to the words and deeds of Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, who yesterday applauded Saudi Arabia's plans to increase oil output in order to make up for potential losses from Iran. He was arguing the move will lower gas prices. Really? We've heard this one before. We just need the Saudi Arabians to increase production. That will put more oil on the market and thus lower prices. Exactly. The same thing that will happen if we drill for more oil and thus put more oil on the markets. Back to Chuckie Schumer, he said yesterday during a speech on the Senate floor, I was pleased that Saudi Arabia declared that it would fill any oil gap as a result of an Iranian embargo. Now, Reuters reported yesterday that Saudi Arabia, the only OPEC producer with significant spare production capacity, the only one, they promised to, quote, make good any shortfalls perceived or real in crude oil supply, close quote.
800-510-8255. Your calls and the rest of the countdown items coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Myers, Company D, 23rd Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
The 1st of February, 2nd of February, moved north into Chikungni. That's where we stopped the Chinese Army. The furthest out the Chinese got was at Chikungni. The 5 divisions had a regiment surrounded there for 3 days. And it's broken back to the Chinese Army. That was the furthest they got. Yeah, it was three nights of steady, constant fire and shooting. Usually stop during the daytime and pull back and rest. But at Chikungni, they didn't. They just kept on charging during the daytime and nighttime, too. This is in February of 51. The reason I know them, I turned 19 years old in my foxhole the fourth day of February at Chikungni.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Continue during this hour, overviewing the top 10 items this week in the world of talk radio. Some people say, what's the point of this program? It's like a music countdown show. You know, the Ryan Seacrest, Dick Clark, the sorts of things, the Casey Kasem American Top 10. This is the top 10 list from the world of talk radio instead of music radio, that's all. And the issue-oriented talk radio stations are the ones that we survey. 800-510-8255, for example. As we have worked our way through the list from number one to number four at the moment, we listened to Bill Hemmer talk to Mitt Romney about what needs to be done in Iran.
On Iran, the president says sanctions are working. Are they?
Well, he waited a heck of a long time to put in place sanctions. Even Congress had to write a piece of legislation insisting that he have central bank sanctions put in place. He should have put in place crippling sanctions from the very beginning. The right course for Iran is crippling sanctions, standing with the dissident voices, and moving towards more representative forms of government in Iran. Number three, indicting Ahmadinejad under the Genocide Convention for incitation to genocide. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly, communicating to Iran that we have military options that we're prepared to take if they don't become dissuaded from becoming nuclear.
Just yesterday, he said that this window is closing, which seems to be language that he has used that goes a little further than what we have heard to this point.
Yeah.
If the window's closing, and when that window shuts, what does the President Romney do?
Well, we hope it doesn't shut. We hope the window doesn't get closed. But we've watched for 3.5 years a president that failed to put in place crippling sanctions, failed to speak up for the dissident voices in the streets in Tehran, failed to communicate that we were preparing military options. As a matter of fact, what we've heard from this administration has sounded like they're much more concerned about Israel taking action than they are about Iran becoming nuclear. He's finally beginning to speak in a more muscular way. Finally. I think that probably has to do with the election year circumstances.
All right, so President Obama talking about the Republicans, on the other hand, calling them flat earthers. It's just talk, yakety, yakety, yak. In the meantime, Iran's Supreme Court has vacated the death sentence for a former U.S. Marine who was held since last August on suspicion of spying. Iranian authorities had accused Amir Hekma of, he's a former Marine linguist from Michigan, of having come to Iran to spy for the CIA. His family and friends, as well as the U.S. government, say the charges are bogus. Family contends that he went to Iran in August with the permission of the Iranian interest section of its embassy. So, I guess, I'm not sure this whole thing has been settled, but it's interesting that progress was made. 800-510-8255. Moving from number four, Iran, to number five, the Rush Limbaugh controversy. Here's Aaron Burnett talking to David Axelrod, who's the communications director for the president, about the donation from Bill Maher, who has said similar things as kind of stuff, actually worse things than Limbaugh has said.
Let me ask you one more question, and this is important, especially in light of the Rush Limbaugh controversy about Sandra Fluke, when he called her a slut on his radio show. Bill Maher, of course, has used a C word to refer to Sarah Palin. He has used some other very unflattering words like bimbo to also refer to Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann. He also gave $1 million, of course, to the super PAC, which is set up to reelect Barack Obama. To be consistent, should that super PAC give the money back to Bill Maher?
Well, first of all, let me say, I don't think there's been a coarsening of our political culture. I don't think that language is appropriate, no matter who uses it. And I think whoever you are in politics, you ought to be willing to say so. I was disappointed that Governor Romney didn't stand up more forcefully when Rush Limbaugh said what he said. But understand these words that Maher has used in his stand-up act are a little bit different than not excusable in any way, but different than a guy with 23 million radio listeners using his broadcast platform to malign a young woman for speaking her mind in the most inappropriate, grotesque ways. And nor does Bill Maher play the role in the Democratic Party that Rush Limbaugh plays in the Republican Party, where he's really the de facto boss of the party. Everybody responds to him, which is the reason why I think Governor Romney was afraid to take him on.
I mean, it's just interesting. I mean, I see your point that Sandra Fluke is not a public figure and Sarah Palin is, but, you know, as a woman who's a public figure, I certainly, if someone called me a C,
I do not excuse those kinds of characterizations of women. I don't think those kind of gratuitous, nasty words about anyone is appropriate in the public sphere. I'm not excusing anyone, but I think what Limbaugh did was particularly egregious, and it wasn't just once. It was he built on it and built on it to the point where he built into sort of a perverse soliloquy at the end about, you know, whether she should post her relationships online and so on. I mean, that was there's no excuse for that.
Are you kidding? You've got to be. This guy, David Axelrod, is probably the closest person to the president in terms of political connection, influence, and power, says that using the C word is different than calling somebody a slut. You got to be out of your mind if you think listening to that load of manure. I have not heard these words before from this guy. It's the first time I've heard this particular piece of audio. What Maher says isn't influential in the Democratic world. He's less influential than Rush Limbaugh. Is that? I'm almost speechless listening to that. Right there is enough for anybody who's on the fence wondering whether to vote for the Republican or the Democrat to make me want to run from the room screaming. Unbelievable. Ay, ay, ay. And the and Aaron Burnett using the term, of course, over again about 15 times, but can you believe what Axelrod said? It's using the C word is different than calling somebody a slut. That's different. That's different, all right. 800-510-8255. Unbelievable. So, on that note, let's pause for a moment, and we'll get to another kind of slime, but it's pink in a moment here on the countdown.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
800-510-8255, Rush Limbaugh controversy number 5. Before we leave that, let's have Frank speak a moment or two. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doug, I wouldn't go so far as to say that you're necessarily feigning outrage about the difference between, let's say, a Bill Maher comment and that of Rush Limbaugh. But the bottom line is that in the forum that Bill Maher works in, whether you like it or not, it can be considered comedy and humor, whatever he says about either Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin. But in the forum that Rush Limbaugh works in, kind of a semi-news environment, for him to go on the air and just attack...
You know what? That's such a load. That's such a crap.
It's not a load. It's not a
yes,
load.
It is. That's a big crap. Bill Maher comments on the news of the day. That's the whole essence of his program. You are so full of baloney. You're out in left field, sir. 800-510-8255 to say that Marler works in a different environment. They both need to be responsible and held responsible in the same way. I'm not justifying what Limbaugh said by any stretch of the imagination, but using the C word, can you imagine if somebody used something like that to apply, let's say, to Michelle Obama? What would be the outrage? The Maher uses it to refer to Sarah Palin, and somebody, let's say somebody used it, what would be the difference? Hey, come on. Double standard, not feigning anything. It's outrageous. Both of these things in the public forum not to be considered the same in terms of the blackness of them. Women, those words on either side are inappropriate. And inappropriate isn't even strong enough. 800-510-8255. Number six on the countdown, the violence in Syria. That guy's not worth any more conversation than just mentioning that this is the anniversary, first-year anniversary of the uprising there, and 8,000 people have been killed by this man, Assad, and his forces and his family. That's outrage. There are all kinds of outrages this week on the countdown, certainly. Number seven, pink slime. Here's talk host Joe Galewski with Dr. Mike Roizen about the report that pink slime, which for those who don't really know what this is about, it's filler. It isn't beef. It isn't meat. It's cartilage. It's everything but the bone ground up. And then it's treated with ammonia so that it won't spoil. It'll be usable. It's actually, this stuff's in about 70% of all the ground beef that you eat.
Now, since ABC first reported that pink slime is in about 70% of our ground beef, a lot of people think, is it safe? Is it, why is it used as a safe? Is this a new one on you, or have you heard about this before, Mike?
Well, I first heard about it with the ABC story as well. So it's new, but I've seen it done at the slaughterhouses. So when I was visiting the slaughterhouses, I saw this done. I just didn't know it was being used in human consumption.
Some of the local meat shops or places were selling on their counters now locally. They're putting a sign on top of the counter that says, "We're slime free." Wow.
Yeah, what it is, let's get what it is. It is beef from the less desirable parts of the cow. So it is tougher beef, less quality beef. But that would cook up fine if you wanted a hamburger. And what they do is they separate it from the fat with essentially a centrifuge process. They spin it, and the fat rises like cream. If you have milk, the cream, if you let it settle, the cream will come to the top. And they take that fat away. So it's actually less saturated fat, but it is sprayed with ammonium hydroxide to decrease the bacteria because it comes from the rump and some other contaminated areas of the cow that would have what we would call dangerous bacteria were it not treated this way. And there are two ways of treating it. One is with citric acid, which is called fine beef trimmings or something crazy. You know, they use a euphemism to do it. And the other is this, what was called pink slime, but is really called lean, finely textured beef by the industry. And if you will, is it safe? Yeah, it's probably safe. Is it healthy? No meat is healthy. Let's get it straight.
Lean, finely. Term, okay. Let's move on. Number eight this week, the new bank stress tests. Here's money host Barry Armstrong talking to financial analyst Dick Bove about this Fed bank stress test.
Can you give us your interpretation of those stress test results? These were done on the banks, folks.
Yeah, I think that they show that the banking system is in pretty good shape. I think we can approach the subject in two ways. Number one, if you just take a look at some of the statistics as it relates to the banking industry, we know that capital as a percentage of assets is at the highest level since 1938. We know that liquidity, which is cash and government-backed bonds, is at 25-year highs for the industry. We know that deposits are pouring in. We know that loans are going up. We know that bad loans are going down. And we know that in 2011, the banking industry had the third highest profits in its history. So those are statistics that are simply related to the business, not the stress test. What the stress test did was the Federal Reserve said, okay, we want to know how these banks are going to do if we get into depressionary condition. And they established a whole set of parameters, you know, 12-13% unemployment for 3 years, 8% drop in GDP. And they said, okay, how are you guys going to do if this is what the environment is? And what came back is the bank's not going to do very well at all.
All right. 800-510-TALK. We move to number 9 and 10 in a moment here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The items of the week that are on top of the discussion, whether it be on the straight issue-oriented talk radio programs, sports talk radio also is figured prominently in this because so many more stations have turned to speaking about not necessarily just things that are going on in the world of sports. That is the essence of that core group of stations, but it spills off into issue-oriented talk radio. Lots of folks are interested in March Madness, and that's number 9 this week. Here's host Peter Tilden talking to Josh Edelson from Salon.com about the article he wrote concerning all the money the NCAA gets from March Madness.
You wrote a great article about the NCAA. What I didn't realize was the amount of money. I knew they made a lot of money, but I didn't realize it was in the billions, $1.3 billion to $1.8 billion. And that they had almost had a strike years ago. Why don't you tell everybody about that?
So in 1995, inspired actually by an action that happened at Rutgers, there were players over 20 at several different universities who said they wanted to shut down March Madness. They were going to actually walk out on the field in their uniform and refuse to play. Now, the plan was loose. One of the people that was involved said to me, maybe if we had had social media, if we'd even had email, really, it would have been different. But the plan came apart because people got scared. Because the NCAA has tremendous leverage over players. And
right.
Players didn't feel confident enough in each other and that it was worth it to do it. But it speaks to the kind of foment that's been going on there and the anger about this asymmetrical relationship.
Is there an undercurrent right now where that may happen again? I mean, one of the things you mentioned was Cam Newton. Allegations that his father had sought recruiting fees. This is a quarterback, okay? From
right.
Mississippi State. Meanwhile, Auburn University was cashing in on 15 corporate logos that he wore on his outfits. So this guy's bringing in $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, and they're looking into recruiting fees. How do they square that where these players don't just all of a sudden go, you know what, I realize I got a scholarship, but I'm struggling, I can barely make a living, and you're taking all of this money out, and you're not using my name on an outfit, but you're using my number, and everybody knows what that number represents.
Exactly. So the NCAA has defended this for decades with this idea of student athletes and of amateurism, and they say explicitly in their bylaws that they're protecting the players from commercialism and exploitation. But it's a pretty weird kind of protection where the university and the NCAA, they get to cash in, they can sell your image. And the player said to me, everybody knows when they go in the bookstore and they buy the jersey with my number, they're buying that for me,
right?
And I don't get the profit on it. And meanwhile, if I take a sandwich from a fan, I can get suspended.
Yeah, pretty interesting double standard, right? That's number nine. What's going on with the NCAA, the college end of the year basketball things? Here's with number 10, the story about Mr. Blagojevich going to prison. Dave Ross speaking with Luke Burbank.
Let me just send a little message to Blago. Don't work out any of your deals on the prison phone line.
Right.
Because that is also tapped. I mean, that's the thing that was so crazy.
Did you think he deserved this?
I have to say that 14 years seems like kind of a long time. I don't know if it's his amazing hair, the fact that he called his blow dryer the football and needed to have it nearby at all times so that he could quaff his amazing hair, or just his general kind of weirdness, but I have a soft spot for this guy. And I also think, now there was another thing, he's gotten all the attention for that, this Senate seat is effing gold stuff, right?
Right.
But he was actually tied up in a bunch of other shady stuff, which I think is really the meat of why he went to jail.
The problem was he was trying to enrich, or he appeared to be trying to enrich himself.
Right.
Using his position.
But
one way or another, these guys do enrich themselves using their position, right? Of course, lecture fees are okay, but actually trying to sell offices is.
But my understanding is they never actually got him on tape, you know, offering up the Senate seat for a price. He's talking about it, you know, he's saying this thing is effing gold, and I mean, he's aware that he's got this valuable sort of thing he can, you know, bestow on someone. But I don't think they ever actually got him saying it's going to be $50,000 or it's going to be $500,000 for this Senate seat. I never saw that anywhere. And that makes me feel like 14 years is kind of long. Like I said, I wonder if it has to do with what's perceived as his other shadiness. Because he got in on this hospital deal in Chicago, where this fundraiser was, you know, getting a sweetheart deal that Blagojevich apparently helped orchestrate. I mean, the guy was pretty shady. But if he got 14 years just for saying that, you know, that he might give his, what was it, his nephew? He might give somebody the Senate seat as a gift.
Yeah, but he was looking, was it his nephew?
See,
it's all foggy now. He was looking for some sort of payback, some sort of political.
Yeah, but all he was doing was saying out loud what everybody thinks in their mind when they have a Senate seat to bestow
on
someone.
Right, you want to figure out which constituency will be ticked off, which constituency will reward you for it. But I don't think they got him on that. I think it was because of the other stuff that we're trying to enrich himself.
There's the finale, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Power.